in Piccadilly now?
No, this is off the road.
Oh, what?
Next stop.
Jesus Christ.
There's a police ridge to that boat there.
I thought they were coming to Piccadilly, not here. No, that's a bit of a shame, isn't it?
Watch the phone. Gentlemen standing up.
May the police be on the train, please. I won't be here.
I'm on the phone.
Right, where are you travelling to now? You can get the next one, but he's just on the train. You can't hold the train up to sort it out.
Hello.
No, it's just a ticket. It's just a ticket.
Can you come?
No, we've established.
Stop butting in and get off.
No, I know. It is just a ticket, is it? Come on, Pop. We'll sort you out. Who are you on the phone to now?
Right, we can chase that off 15 minutes.
Give me one back, we need to send the train. The longer it waits.
Hello? I've got to go. Can I take your name?
Can you get off the train, mate, you dickhead?
Right, we'll sort it out.
Well, you can get the next train, can't you?
We'll ring them up the train. So the people need to get where they're going, you see, we can't hold the train all day.
I need to get to my son,
mate. I know, we'll sort it out.
Hey,
Chris,
mate, how are you?
Ray. To be paying what was in the thing apart from pretzels?
Right, so
the raisins.
Jelly beans.
Yeah.
Some jelly beans.
That's a spread.
Yeah, that's a spread. And then the other thing, that's a cracker, Jacob's cracker.
Right.
And then there's a little biscuity thing.
Right, yeah. So that was my journey on Sunday the 3rd of November 2013, travelling from Liverpool South Parkway to Stockport, when the man got taken off the train because he didn't have a ticket. He did have £12 on him, but he managed to get there, so he should have thought about that. He had the valid ticket, so off he went. Got taken off at Oxford Road. And I got assistance at Stockport. Did I want to get a drink? No. I then got the train to London. I asked if I could put him sitting first because it'd be less busy. And Anna, the train guard, said yes, and she kindly didn't charge me for the upgrade, so that was £15 saved. And I could have also had a cup of tea, but I didn't know the man was going to leave me the snack box. I had the pretzels and the jelly beans and the biscuit, and took the spread and crackers for later. Don't know how you're supposed to spread it on the train without a knife. And then got to Moorgate, and there was an evacuation Liverpool Street, so the kind man walked me about.